We're recording live from camp, during camp. We're in the gazebo.
I thought you guys were going to sing a song.
It is 90 degrees and humid.
No, Shay didn't even mean.
Yeah, I know, but we're happy to have her, at least for a little bit. Yeah, we have a real live counselor at camp. You guys knew Shay when she was what, tiny? Like a junior camper maybe?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember me?
No. Caroline and Kat. Yeah, I was like a CIT with Caroline was my assistant.
Yeah.
With a different Greg.
Yeah.
With the shoes. Right.
There was, yeah. And we had birthdays also around the same time.
I think you're thinking of a different. Oh, no, Greg.
Well,
Greg
Sam,
was here.
Yeah, and Sam
Greg
Walpert and
May.
I actually share the same
Greg
birthday.
May.
Yeah.
Became an engineer. We went to UMass together.
Wow, shout out to UMass.
Bike.
You'll love him. Shay, what's what? Been. If you could sum up 2023 so far. What are like the high points so far?
A lot of Taylor Swift.
Ooh, love that.
Phenomenal. How much Taylor Swift?
Three songs a day.
All right.
What is the most prominently featured era at camp?
Bad Blood.
Oh, interesting.
That's Quinn's.
All right.
Here it is. On cue. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just heard that.
No, this is not. That
no,
goes beyond
cool.
My purview.
It's Taylor Swift playing in the pool.
Yeah. So we've got Kat Nutting and Greg Colbert, two of the original Navajos. And Kat, you know from episode 2 of Camp Time is Real Time. We recorded, I think, for like 3 hours.
We
were just catching up.
Yes.
It was great.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Greg, I haven't seen, well, I saw you at the reunion, right? But before that, probably 20 years.
Give or take.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So, Greg, I love that you have an outline. That's amazing.
I'm nothing else if not semi-prepared.
Yeah. So, is this your first time back at camp?
This is my first time back stepping on these grounds since 2006. But who's counting?
Okay.
So this is a very monumental occasion for me.
Yeah.
And to be here with my first counselor of the Navajos and with my best friend, Catherine Nutting, like, is also just mind-boggling.
So it happens here at camp. So what are the fields? How are you feeling about it?
So I think first impressions, the beautiful part is that everything is preserved literally just as it was. Like, this is the only place where you can go on the entire planet where, like, nothing has changed. And it's just this beautiful thing that... like archery looks the same, games looks the same, like the field, yeah. Kelly is still reigning pool queen. Like it's amazing.
Of course. That's awesome. That's so good to hear. What do you got on your list there?
Oh, the old list. Let me just dust this thing off real quick.
The old list from this morning.
I've been hard at work. So we have a few things on the punch list. So first of which is I distinctly remember coming in hot. Yeah, if you, like, please, come join us, Carrie.
You have anything to say? Oh, okay. What do you got?
So firstly, I distinctly remember a hotly debate between Kelly and I in terms of her determination trying to get me to learn how to dive in the swimming pool and just being absolutely unable and unwilling to because I was afraid that I was going to somersault into the pool and smack my head on the side. Trisha was actually my saving grace, and so I used to sneak off to the nurse's office, and Trisha was like, this is perfectly acceptable to me because the two things that I hate most in life are being cold and being wet. So if you would like to hang out here with me, and
Trisha low-key let all the kids be fake sick during swim if they want.
See, I thought it was just me. I thought I was special. So, like this is news to me.
Trisha also brought to camp, I think, the, like, Band-Aids with characters on them.
Yeah.
She was like the first person to do that. Yeah.
Oh, we would go to, like, before the week leading up to camp, we would, like, go to the pharmacy and she'd just be like, pick out all the fun ones.
That's all. Yeah. Yeah. It was that. And then eventually, or at some point, it also led to Freezy Pops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is also,
Is that still a thing? Do they still have Freezy Pops?
Do Freezy Pops at the nurse?
No,
the
nurse. No,
not
in the nurse.
Band-Aids weren't fun.
Oh.
How the mighty have fallen.
Edit that out.
Yeah. She didn't really say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it was like, oh, you got hurt. Here's a fun Band-Aid and a Freezy Pop, and now you're fine.
Right. 5 minutes in the nurse's office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I had a good run up until Tom apparently caught wind and ended up calling me out and coming over to me and being like, well, you had a good run working the system, but you're going to have to go in there and learn how to do the butterfly.
Well, because you got to learn how to swim for safety.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. So that was when you were older than a Navajo, or this is when you were with me?
This was...
Yeah, it wouldn't have been. Yeah.
It was probably the summer following being a Navajo.
Yeah, okay. So when you were...
We were just... Mi'kmaqs with Katie Crowley.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so...
This was probably summer of Mi'kmaq.
To be clear, when you were in a troop or tribe at the time with three lifeguards on it, you were perfectly happy to go in the pool.
That's exactly right.
Only after you were no longer under our tutelage did you say, I don't like the water. I just want to make sure I have everything.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah. Fantastic.
So let the record show.
Love it.
Yeah, for sure.
You were, how many weeks were you here for when you started? Was it just two?
So that's a great question. So when I initially started, I was at, tie time, coming in hot. So when I initially started, it was Ty's first summer. Yeah, it was Ty's. I don't even know if Ty was necessarily here during my first summer.
Okay.
But I do distinctly remember I was a kid at Stony Brook Camp, and I wanted to do something different, right?
Rival camp.
Okay. And so I was like, I really want to do something a little bit different. We had gotten the flyers in the mail, and I was like looking at archery. I was like, I want to be that kid on the brochure. And so my mom's like, she was like, all right, like, we'll sign you up for one session. We'll see how it goes. And so that summer, I want to say it was 02, was my,
03.
Was yep. 03. Okay. It was 03. And I was third session camper only that year. Then I fell in love with it. And then after that, it was all three sessions.
So to be clear, that Your tribe was awesome. Yeah, you couldn't have picked a better group of kids to be in. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some of the greats. And a lot of those, I feel like a lot of those campers ended up really rising through the ranks and becoming CIT's assistants and heads.
Well, I'm looking at, you, Kat, Jen Friday, Alana, AJ's older than you, or younger. Sorry, excuse me. And some others.
and some others who may not be named at this present time. And we'll circle back to that.
Am I on camera right now?
You're not on camera.
Camera?
But you're on microphone. Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Ty, do you remember Greg?
Yes, of course. I've driven him home in the past.
Oh, really?
A few times.
Ty and I had many powwows, and he was my... And what's also notable is that... when I was a kid, my mom was very, she always wanted me to be like the little bubble boy, right? Like very overly protective, didn't love me sitting in the front seat. But for Ty, she made the exception because Ty had an eclectic collection of clothing piled in the back of his Corolla. And so it was like, well, mom, I hate to tell you, but I'm riding shotgun today. And she was like, for Ty, because I trust him, I'll let it slide.
I had, that Corolla, remember it had like the duct tape to keep the trunk closed. There was like no mirror on either side. And then also earlier that summer I had, we had tacos for cookout and I stopped short and all the taco meat fell into the very front seat of my car.
So I was riding on taco meat. The things we realized 20 years later.
I just scooped it right back in. But then the hot sun cooked it over the next few weeks.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I love that your mom is like, well, since the rest of the car is ultra safe, go ahead, sit in the front seat. That's amazing.
Gold star approval.
So you said something. You mentioned Ty's Corolla. You could probably, my like, number one bullet point of Greg Culber is like, oh, Greg, he knew what kind of car I drove.
So who, in 2003.
Yeah. So whose cars do you remember and what were they?
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Okay. Let's start with Sarah.
So Sarah had a Geo Prism.
Of course.
Ty's blue Corolla, as we well know.
Katie Crowley's was pretty memorable.
I'm pretty sure she had a Jeep Wrangler.
Boom. Yep. Good job.
Had a Jeep Wrangler. Trisha had the Volvo S80, and she had the PRN 805 license plate. But who's counting? Let's see. I remember Courtney had an Oldsmobile Alaris. What else? Oh, Bonnie with the PT Cruiser. So Jack Cowell used to roll up in Tom Cowell's Lincoln LS. You've never seen a 17-year-old drive a nicer car, right? I was like, what is he doing for work? I thought they got paid in Butterfingers here. I mean, what is going on? Gosh, who else do we remember?
I mean, any of those
off the top of my head, that's, but we'll circle back for whatever reason. I don't know.
But Greg, I did the same thing when I was a camper, like trying to identify
who's going
to
be walking up.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, especially those first couple days, if you see a car of like, you're like, oh, my favorite counselor is back. Yeah. It's a big deal. And we do it like we do it now. We pull in, we go, oh, there's Ty's car. Oh, there's the Panciacos. Oh, looks like Sarah DB's got a tie-dye peace sign on hers. Shay, where is your car?
And what kind of car do you
drive? Taurus.
Yeah,
where's my honest last legs Ford Taurus. Yeah. Somebody gave me $300 for my move.
Nice.
Good deal.
And I got a Subaru for like no money.
Nice.
But the catch was that it was covered in bumper stickers front and back.
For who?
Covered in bumper stickers,
yeah.
Including,
yeah.
Like, including
the front and back.
Oh, front and back. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I got like.
What's the best? What was the best bumper sticker?
Oh, is the Hokey Pokey
really what it's all about? I used to say that all the time until my roommate was like, "You need to stop. It's not funny."
I've been recognized by my car like all over town now, like over and over again. This seems to happen. Oh, we saw you the other day. Your red Kia Soul.
Yeah, it's not like you don't drive like a gray Camry. So yeah, that's my lasting memory of you, Greg.
That is phenomenal. The fact that you even recall that was like my signature thing is like.
You started pretty early on being like, hey, saw you getting out of your, Geo Prism? And I was like, yes, it is. And I love it. And like at the time.
Don't miss a beat, Greg.
Yeah. And I remember, I think I probably clarified. I'm like, you know, it's just the body of a Toyota Corolla. It's whatever. And you were like, no, I know that. But felt a little insecure about it. But that was a great car. Great high school car. So after your first year where you did a session, were you one session next? Or how soon did you jump into 6 weeks?
Oh, I did not at the pool. I didn't dive in head first because we obviously talked about that. But yeah, after my first session in 2003, like my first session as the third session, I was like all 6 weeks after that as a camper, all through the ranks up until I was an explorer. I was absolutely hooked.
That's awesome. And then you were CIT. What areas did you work in?
So I was in archery with Christine Claffey, and I want to say, gosh, I might have had a short stint in adventure as well. Those are the two that I remember.
One sec. Who do we got? Freddie just did an amazing belly flop.
Yeah, just asking.
Much to the camp's delight.
It looks like it might have
hurt. That was a pretty good belly flop.
It was a very good belly flop, yeah. Right off of the chair. I think that as an explorer, I want to say that my first year as a CIT was almost like explorer year two, and I was more so just extending out my camper run, but without my parents having to pay for it. And as much as I loved it, I think it was a quick ride, right? It was kind of one and done, and then I went on to greener pastures, aka high school.
Because
I was 13.
I may not be pigeonholed after all.
Exactly right. But it was a phenomenal run while it lasted.
Yeah. So yeah, that brings us to. So we're sitting here with Kat, who you meet your first year at camp. You guys are in the same tribe the whole run through, and then now you guys are best friends.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
How does that happen? Well, you don't talk for a decade.
So that's step one.
Yeah. So we also went to the same high school, but didn't talk at all in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 2 years.
I might have seen you in the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I know, right? And then when we were juniors in college, Greg and my sister were taking the same accounting class. And Greg needed somewhere to live. We had not talked to Greg since he was a first-year CIT. And Caroline and I were moving in together, and Caroline came back one day and was like, so I think Greg Colbert is going to live with us next year. And I was like, all right. I was like, I'm not sharing a room with anyone. She's like, yeah, me and Greg are going to share a room.
Come on. She's like, you don't even need a three-bedroom. We'll just split it.
All right.
I was like, this is a fiscally responsible choice. Yes.
We managed to get ourselves into a three-bedroom apartment, which was a godsend. Yeah. And then, you know, we were like, it's fine. We know Greg from camp.
Right.
But Yeah. And so then Greg and I lived together for our senior year of college. And
that's amazing.
Here we are.
Now that Katie Crowley has walked in, which jogged my memory, I have this distinct memory from games, right, where Katie and Katie Sorensen are having this conversation about the importance of not touching your face. And I'm like, oh, why would that be? Like, why would you not want to touch your face? She's like, you don't want to touch your face because if you touch your face, you're going to break out. And so she's like, At camp, like, it's not only about camp and archery and games, it's about life lessons, okay? And from that day on, I was like, gosh, like, I better whip out the Neutrogena on a regular basis and never touch my face aside from when I wash it twice a day. And like,
I'm literally touching my face right now.
By the way, I was all of like 11 years old, so this clearly was a formative memory that left a lasting impression.
I to this day do not abbreviate words and text messages because Sarah Fanna was like, you use the whole word when you type.
We're not an info family, we're an information family. Yeah, that's it. Like, and it has this lasting impression.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So anyway, back to you.
Well, that's funny because I've heard that story. Katie tells that story even when she's not right next to you. But yeah, she used to tell the kids. She also used to tell the kids. Well, Katie, tell us about when you were running games/CC. tell us what it would be like when the kids are at. Like, tell us the whole breakdown of games and camp communication.
This is actually really funny because I was just talking to Caitlin. She was asking me what I was the head counselor of, and I was like, oh, I started out as being the head counselor of theater. And I was like, man, thank God I wasn't behind Ty. And I was also the counselor of games. But at the time when I was the counselor of games, I brought camp communications with me. What's camp communications? What's that?
Do they still do camp communications?
Oh, God, no, that died with me.
Okay. You saw the
reading. Oh, yeah.
It was so popular. People loved it on Fridays. Exhibit A.
Do you remember camp communications at all?
No, they brought it back for a couple years. Just when, like, the video counselors were editing, they were
interviewing.
That's
right.
Oh.
Okay.
When I was in video, we did that.
You were video?
Yeah, for 1 year with my...
We're going to have to dig into this.
Yeah, time capsule.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay. So Camp Communications was the camp newspaper that we would publish the last Friday of camp, in which 1 year we did a color print, and Gail was not very happy about that one. But then the kids would come to me, and they'd be like, oh, we have games today, because they come to games, what, twice a week? And I'd be like, oh, actually, you had games already, so here's your clipboard. I'm going to need you to go out and maybe interview some counselors or write a nonfiction story or come up with some riddles. Draw me a picture, it's gonna be great. And I'll print it. Kids loved it.
But I remember during orientation, because originally camp communication was part of theater, and Katie went up to me and was like, no one really likes to do theater, so if you want to do camp communication as part of it, I was like, don't worry, I got this, guys. I've got a couple of tricks up my sleeves. They'll have a fun time.
And that's how
it came. And so it ended up at games. Someone's got to communicate.
Well, I will say, I would love to get my hands on one of those newspapers.
I have all of them.
Do you have them?
How would I not keep the newspapers?
Yeah. Oh, I would say, everyone in this gazebo, do you have a stack of camp papers about 4 or 5 inches thick?
Yeah.
I still have my clipboard that I used as a head counselor. Yep. That I just, like, I've known you. It just sits with my coloring stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you have coloring stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I still have on my fridge, like, the enthusiasm is the spice of life is, like,
yeah.
It's quite faded now, but it's on the fridge.
Well, words to live by. Does Sam give that one out, the enthusiasm quote? Nice. Is it attributed to Tom or Gordon Parks?
He'll, like, start it off as, like, well, this is something that Tom always would say, and now I do as well.
What were some of your favorite activities growing up?
Favorite activities. I was a big archery guy, but really because, like, I lived and died looking to be able to take home an arrowhead. And so being able to bring that bullseye home and then have the arrowhead to show for it was a big personal satisfaction thing for me.
Did you get one?
I did, yeah. I still literally, like, in my parents' basement, like, presumably, there are probably a few old arrowheads hanging around.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, side note, do we still do that? Or have we transitioned into something else to reward bullseyes?
What do we do for bullseyes?
Metal necklace with, like, a target on it.
Stop, that's amazing.
Okay, so there's a nod to the original.
Like,
yeah, it was a nice genuine arrowhead on a cotton bed in a little plastic box.
Who started the arrowhead? We only got stickers.
Really?
We got stickers that said, I got a bullseye.
Oh. I never got a bullseye, I wouldn't know.
It's fine.
Yeah, ever since I was in archery, it was always an arrowhead.
Yeah. That's great.
And then I would say boating with Scott was...
Oh, Scott was your boating counselor?
Scott was my boating counselor. And for one summer, he was also my archery counselor at one point. There was a short stint, but my first summer as a Navajo, Scott was my boating counselor. And let the record be shown, actually, my first time ever in a canoe was here at FCDC.
Hey.
So I was very big into boating.
Yeah, well, I mean, boating's the best.
Boating's the best.
I think we can all agree.
No.
We've got Billy and John Rice joining us. So we got John Rice, who lives in Texas.
I do.
And you have two kids here.
I do.
Second year, right, that they've been campers?
Third year for Patrick, first year for Ruby.
Okay. How do they, are they like, get me back to Texas? How do they like it?
No, they love it here.
They love it?
It's nonstop activity, day and night.
I love that.
And weekends, amazing. And mornings, and every other possible second of every single day.
Well, it's in their blood.
We're on broadcast, so yeah. Stop yelling.
As you get all here at home, nothing's changed.
Nope.
John, and you're up here working remotely. Where are you working from?
I have a very various locations that I use as my office currently. Gail's office is one of them. Gail's house is another one. Billy's house is another one. Shannon's house is another one.
Nice.
That about wraps it up.
You think, because I know someone's going to ask you, any chance we could ever get you back here working?
Work? No,
oh,
probably not working.
No.
Working would be tough.
Yeah.
Getting 6 weeks off while getting paid would be a little...
It's tricky. Although, yet, here you and I both are. To be clear.
I can pull 2.5 weeks off.
Yeah.
Remote.
Hey, who were you counselor with? Was it Shannon Delaney?
Shannon Delaney.
Yeah, you guys
for the
were
most
in,
part.
What tribe were you in?
Shawnees.
Shawnees, right.
Shawnees.
Together?
Yeah, for Shawnees. A couple years.
Yep. Because I remember we would get your campers. So they'd go through Shannon and John, come up to Carly, Danielle, and myself, go on to Katie Crowley, and then to Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice little run. Nice little run.
I was just the, what do they call it? Like the rag doll. They would just dress me up as goofy things. And
you were the only guy at the pool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little while there. I think there was one guy at one point or rather another. I don't remember. Is Corey ever a lifeguard? No?
Cedarquist?
No? I feel like he was a lifeguard for a little bit.
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah.
But then it was me and a bunch of girls, yeah.
Yeah. Not a bad spot.
No,
for you.
Not terrible. I never complained.
So when you moved to Texas for work, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that first, well, you had stopped working here before moving, right?
Yes, because when I went to school, my freshman year was the only year that I had a normal summer, like no
right,
work or school activity.
Northeastern, right? Yeah.
Starting sophomore year, I had to work.
Yeah.
Scott.
Scott Howe.
Scott Howe.
Scott Howe. Yeah. It was amazing.
What is this?
We're doing a podcast.
We're live podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Welcome.
You have a podcast? Saw this. It's amazing.
To quote Ty, ask her about it.
Hey, Jonah, look at Dad when I was handsome. You look skinny like you.
Yeah,
you look
a little
unimpressed. What do you mean? You still
a
look
shoulder
the same.
Shrug.
I was before I drank all those cans of milk and got this.
I remember John being around. I don't know if you were like guest starring and visiting while I was a camper. I definitely remember seeing you. Like, on,
what
I
years
remember
was
seeing
it?
You mowing the lawn on the tractor.
Oh, all like the years that I was here, he was there.
Well, you started as a Navajo, so you would have missed him as your counselor.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then he was probably here a few more years after that, mm-hmm. I would think.
Oh, 03 or 04 was my last year. I can't remember exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
It's all right. So good. Northeastern year, right?
Yeah, my one Northeastern year at college, and then I was off.
What was it like having to not be like at camp as someone who literally grew up here? Like, Gail's your grandmother for everyone who doesn't know.
It's like, different, especially because, you know, my brother works here. My sister was still here for a while. My mom was still working here for a while, so I'd still get pictures and stories and.
Right.
And then come back and not know anybody.
Yeah, yeah. That's a humbling day.
Yeah, like, oh. No, anybody here anymore.
Right. And they're besides, like, is that Billy? You know, oh, it's not Billy.
Kelly, Sam, you know, the regulars. But. Yeah.
It is nice, though, having, like, a couple of people to, like, tether you to the past, which is, I think, kind of helps with the whole, like, camp feeling of everything. Because, you know, I don't know any of these kids right now, but you can be like, but I know Kelly. Right, yep. I know Sam. Like, I know that
she's our anchor.
Yeah, I know that I'm in a safe spot right now. So that works.
Yeah, we like pulled in, and I was like, we have to find Kelly.
Yeah.
Sarah. She's not here. We will find Kelly right this instant.
Yeah, people just assume they're like, oh, they're probably here. And it's
fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I think I know more, not know them, but kids of. Like parents, like your kids.
Yep.
My cousin Aaron's kids.
Yep.
There's a couple other kids that. Oh, I know your parents.
Right. Yeah. Like,
I don't know your counselors,
like,
but I know your parents.
Shannon Delaney.
Yep. Shannon Delaney. Crowley.
Yep. There's
Bill
a bunch
Danner's
of them.
Kids are here. Some capacity,
yep.
Right?
That's counselors right. Yeah. CIT assistant. CIT. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susie's kids. Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably more wild for me. So many kids here that their parents I knew.
I know.
Triple generations. We've got grandkids now too.
Grandkids.
Grace from the nurse.
Oh right.
Who? Oh, Gilmore.
Margie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I do have a distinct memory at Ty's place where we
put that closer. We
had been painstakingly choreographing this dance that we were doing for the Cherokees to Outkast Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh!
And that was really, for me, that was one of my most fun memories from camp. Just, like, the anticipation of, like, doing this, like, this song and, like, that, like, it was a big deal. It was on the radio. It was everywhere you went at the time. And then bringing it to camp and having Ty, like, bring it to life and the whimsy of that, I just thought was, like, the coolest thing ever.
Hey,
I was like maybe 12 years old.
I don't remember I don't remember it very much, but it just flooded right in. Yes, I just remember it was just a lot of like butt slapping.
flailing our arms all over the place. Yeah, yeah. But at the time it seemed like very sophisticated and planned out, right? Like
hey.
You're professional after all.
Who's to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have a reputation to uphold.
Nice. What else do you have in your
list
there?
Yeah, what's in your list, Greg?
He's got a list.
Back to the old list. Yeah,
the
but
best
counting.
Podcasts always have a list.
So another, I don't know if we still do this, but this is another Thai-ism. But I remember we took, instead of a Woodlore hut, we did, it was a Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, and a Pizza Hut.
It started off as that song. I brought that song to camp, and then it became a Woodlore Hut.
Okay. We gotta get Shannon Rice over here.
Come here,
Shannon. How are your kids enjoying camp?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
You got extra tenderfoot here.
We have an extra tenderfoot year. Yeah. We're a little too young. Yeah, okay. Might be two, so she might make it through. One extra tenderfoot and a mohawk and a pueblo, because I don't know the other names.
I love it. So you get that benefit of getting extra amount of camp. But you guys also get the benefit of all the cousins really getting to know each other.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Like, you come up for wonderful. 4 weeks a year. That's right. That's amazing. Yeah. And that you've got two in the same troop, right? In the tadpoles? And then that, yeah.
Right
yeah.
now we do.
Yeah.
They're, next year, her daughter will stay in tadpoles.
Yeah.
Mine will go to whatever the pup or...
Can't go wrong, a little extra Panciaco year. But can't go wrong with it. That's fine.
Poor Elizabeth. She's got all of them. First, 3 days of camp, everyone was just hovering. We're like, sorry, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Like, no. No, you're up
you better be
down.
On top of it.
Parents nonstop swinging by.
Yeah, you know every single move of that.
Right? Yeah. This is Elizabeth. She's...
Hey, you were the nurse for a number of years, weren't you?
I think two.
Is it two?
I think it was two.
How was that? Did you go right as a counselor to being a nurse, or did you take any time off? Because you're actually a nurse. You're an MP, right?
I'm an MP, yeah.
Only the best here at camp. Camp, for the record, is a doctor.
Right?
We've got all that. We're in good hands.
I'm all here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I went right. I went from counselor to the nurse. And then once I became an MP, I had to get a real job.
So... Mary Panciaco told the story that she had you as a counselor and loved you, of course, and she was then like at the nurse all the time the next year looking for Band-Aids and Freezy Pops. We were talking about this. Did you use the Band-Aids with the fun Band-Aids?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you have Freezy Pops in there?
When I was a Cheyenne, I jumped in the pool with my underwear on instead of my bathing suit, and I cried in Shannon Smith's office all day.
Oh, hold on, we've got one from Mike Cowell.
Hi, Mike Cowell here. Welcome to the pod. When I was a video counselor, we tried to get Shannon to act really mean to a camper for a skit, and she was incapable of it. We were like, please yell at this camper and tell him to get out. She was like, get out of here, with a huge smile on her face. And we were like, cut it, print it, perfect, thank you.
That sounds about right, just the smile and the laugh, yeah.
I feel like, I remember Mary, and I think Maura, too, did the same. She would come, every time she had swimming, she'd come and have some ailment that she couldn't get in the pool. And I just let her do it. Right? I'm like, I don't see that cut, but we can get a Band-Aid, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. Did you do Freezy?
I have unlimited budget, it's fine.
Mary, I kind of added you to Shannon, but why don't you tell us about the first year Shannon was a nurse and your amount of visits to the nurse's office?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Did we talk about this in our, yeah, no. I just remember always, like, I went, like, at least 5 times a day. It was an issue. Yeah, no, I just remember like going like so many times in a day that Molly, like the archery, she was like walking me around. She like made an announcement circle, and I was like, and then I got like talked to by my dad after, and he was like, you have to stop going.
Greg and Kat, what do you remember about my cookouts?
I remember breaking the spoon making the mac and cheese that one time.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I remember it. You can't put all the cheese in at once.
Yeah.
It was a well, big was, spoon.
Yeah.
I remember the blue juice was like,
oh, no.
That was just that was
we
the best stuff.
We were only allowed to ask 3 questions. That's what I remember.
Oh,
there was a question limit, which couldn't possibly come from me, but.
Yeah,
we had, and then we were usually doing our skit.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'd start planning our skit at that point.
Yeah. Food on point though, and we'd always have the we would start each meal with, you'd get like chips and cookie, like you'd get the half chocolate, half vanilla cookie,
because
if you were eating cookies, you couldn't be asking questions.
That was my philosophy, is sit them down, give them something to eat so they're happy,
right?
And then cook a delicious meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, plan the skit.
Yeah. And then do the skit.
And then do the skit. Yeah. And the or sometimes the skit was on the walkout. Because we were in the far, like, if you go back to the left, we were way back. And then, so we had, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to plan the skit, which is nice. Bonus time.
Is that really only, if you asked me when I was in Navajo how far away our campsite was, I would have told you like a mile
like
and a half.
Like 2 miles, yeah. It's so far. Who's back there now?
Rachel.
And how long does it take to get there? Because it's probably not 45 minutes.
Well, and you're carrying like a shovel.
Yeah. Wait, you put a newbie out there?
Nice.
Oh, Ethan's out there. But he doesn't know any better. I thought you were saying it was Rachel and Mike, and I was like, well, that makes sense. You can have them walk. That they won't complain about it, but trial by fire, I guess, for Ethan. All right, gonna wrap it up. We all done?
Yeah.
All right, it was an absolute
thank
privilege.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, everyone, for joining. This was a lot of fun. We'll do it again.